From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Russia has harsh words about a Dutch investigation into the downing of a passenger plane over Ukraine. Dutch-led criminal investigators say they have solid evidence that a Malaysian jet was shot down by a Buk missile moved into eastern Ukraine from Russia. Wilbert Paulussen, head of the Central Crime Investigation Department of the Dutch National Police, said Wednesday that communications intercepts showed pro-Moscow rebels had called for deployment of the Mopil surface-to-air weapon and reported its arrival in rebel-controlled areas of eastern Ukraine. Russia's foreign ministry says the Dutch-led investigation is biased and politically motivated. Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova says the Dutch-led probe has ignored evidence offered by Russia and permitted Ukraine to manipulate the evidence and shape anti-Russian conclusions. Former Israeli President and Prime Minister Shimon Peres, whose life of public service spans the life of the Israeli nation itself, is dead at the age of 93. Peres suffered a severe stroke 2 weeks ago and died Wednesday in the hospital in Tel HaShomer. He held nearly every major Israeli political post during his long career, including prime minister twice, the presidency, defense minister, and foreign minister. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Shimon devoted his life to our nation and to the pursuit of peace. He set his gaze on the future. He did so much to protect our people. He worked to his last days for peace and a better future for all.
This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is threatening to cut off all contacts with Moscow over Syria unless Russian and Syrian government attacks on Aleppo end. The State Department says Kerry issued the ultimatum in a Wednesday telephone call to Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Kerry spokesman John Kirby says Kerry expressed grave concern over Russian and Syrian government attacks on hospitals, water supplies, and other civilian infrastructure in Aleppo. He says Kerry told Lavrov that the U.S. holds Russia responsible for the use of incendiary and bunker buster bombs in an urban area. Kerry told Lavrov the U.S. was preparing to suspend U.S.-Russia bilateral engagement on Syria, including on a proposed counterterrorism partnership, unless Russia takes immediate steps to end the assault on Aleppo and restore a ceasefire. In Aleppo, airstrikes early Wednesday targeted the two largest hospitals in the eastern part of the city. The strikes temporarily knocked out the hospitals from service, further limiting medical care in a city that has been hit hard by more than 5 years of fighting. The M2 and M10 hospitals are in the part of Aleppo held by rebels opposing President Bashar al-Assad. It was not immediately clear who was responsible for the attacks. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter is in the southwestern state of New Mexico Tuesday and Wednesday to discuss upgrading the U.S. military's top deterrent, its nuclear weapons program. The military program is up for a $108 billion makeover planned over the next 5 years. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb traveled with Carter to Kirtland Air Force Base, the military's largest nuclear maintenance facility.
Carter says the U.S. has gone years without paying enough attention to its nuclear enterprise.
We haven't done that earlier for the very simple reason that we have been very preoccupied for the last decade and a half, particularly Iraq and Afghanistan.
And some experts say the delay has put the U.S. behind other nuclear powers. Experts say the U.S. must pay for modernization now or face losing its nuclear system to ineffectiveness and unreliability. The air, land, and sea components of the nuclear deterrent are all expected to reach the end of their useful lives in the next decade. Carla Babb, VOA News, Kirtland Air Force Base.
With Election Day 6 weeks away, U.S. presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump returned to the campaign trail Tuesday, each giving critical reviews of each other's performance in their first head-to-head debate. Many independent analysts said Clinton won Monday's debate and could get a boost in national polls that showed her a few points ahead of Trump. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.